Tom.
Sonoma County's KZST in the studios. Justin Frey, he's working the computers. Justin's morning guy on our country station, The Bull. We're also simulcasting on KJZY, KWVF. And, of course, it's all coming out of the KZST studios and newsroom. That's where the news people are and the people to do this. That's what we do. It is 7:51 here at Sonoma County's radio station. We have Nicole Humber, Bravo Restoration, who we're now going to dub our expert. Because that's what we all have. Senior expert. Senior.
I don't know, a senior. Yeah. Come on now.
There's a lot going on now, still with the fire. Obviously, we're going to have the press conference coming up at 9 a.m., but there's a whole other element, and I know Brent has been speaking this last couple of days, after this thing finally is contained, and that's what we want to get into and spread information about.
Right. And the reason I want to mention it now is people will be going back today, and they'll be doing things like, well, let's open all the windows, and don't do that. No. Not if you're going to get smoke out of your house. You can go in, and if it doesn't smell smoky, that's great. We had a guy yesterday who said, yeah, he went into his house in, what was it, Guerneville?
Yeah, or Sebastopol.
Yeah, it's Guerneville.
West County.
Yeah, West County. And he said he went in, he says, yeah, it was less smoky outside than it was inside, so he opened all the windows. Okay, why doesn't that not make sense?
Because you're just bringing all those smoke particulates into your home, and smoke particulates have their way of getting into every little crevice that you have inside your house and planting themselves there and popping up and smelling when you least expect it.
I just spent a fortune on a little black dress. I'm using this. Not me.
You sure? Okay. You look really good in a black dress.
I have 18 pairs of Jimmy Choo shoes in the closet. And they're all beautiful and I love them. But now everything smells like smoke. Can you fix that?
We can't fix that, but there's plenty of textile companies out there who specialize in cleaning clothes or textiles, which can be clothes, bedding, shoes, you know, anything like that, that have been damaged by the fire. So, yes, they can be saved. If you have something that you just don't want to lose, they can be cleaned and saved.
I have 23 T-shirts. Should I just throw them away or try to save them?
It's really up to you. Personally, for me speaking, like I'm more equipped to either try to clean it myself or get rid of it and replace it. There are certain garments that I would rather have clean and instead of getting rid of or trying to buy again because you can't find certain stuff again. And as a woman, that is really terrible. But it's just everybody's preference. Mm-hmm. And if you have a claim, your insurance will cover cleaning of the clothes or, you know.
Okay, so
what
if I have my place cleaned and I still smell smoke? Do you do it again?
We just try different efforts. So generally we go through and, you know, maybe you need to have your duct cleaning done or there's additional cleaning that needs to be done on the outside. Every house is different. And so it's just kind of like you're an investigator. So you have to try to figure out where the odor is coming from. And sometimes at the end of the day, it's a psychological thing because of what we went through.
How long does the process take? This does not sound like you're in and out in a couple of hours.
No, unfortunately not. It could be anywhere between 3 to 6 days, depending on the square footage of the home.
Do I live in my house while you clean?
Yes, we have had in the past during the Tubbs fire, people were able to still stay in their homes while we did the processes.
Okay, so I clean my house and I've got a shop, or I clean my house, I've got another office outside somewhere. There's a guy in Windsor has an office on a treehouse. You know the guy?
No, I don't.
Oh, he's got a little treehouse, and they put an office up in there.
It's so awesome.
Same thing works for those. Is that all included, or how does that work?
Yeah, so we've done detached garages and shops and storages that are outside. So it would be when we go out and do an inspection, we will go in there and verify if they have smoke damage in there as well.
What about our cars in the garages?
So cars in the garages, again, I recommend changing your filters and the AC filters in your vehicles, having them cleaned on the inside and outside. So they have, you know, there's detail shops, there's mechanics that can change your filters. Treat it just like your house.
Okay. And now dealing with insurance, you're on the other side of that, and each insurance company is different. I get that. Yes. But you've done a lot of these, right?
Yes.
How many homes do you think you've done so far since the Tubbs fire?
Probably about... from the Tubbs fire, probably a good 300.
Wow. Yeah. So you have been through this game.
Yeah.
What's the mistake that people make early on about this? That you go, don't do this because this typically happens. I want to know right now, as people are just starting to get back, kind of in the back of their mind, to save them money and to make the process go better.
So so many various things. What's really important for me specifically is making sure that, so your insurance is, if you've turned in a claim, you've opened a claim, I recommend getting that started right away, because even if you get home and you're like, you know, I'm fine. I don't need to do smoke cleaning. Then you can close out the claim. When everybody, you think about it, the whole town of Windsor and city of Hillsborough, when those evacuations get lifted, everybody's going to be getting back to their homes. Everybody who didn't already turn in a claim is going to be turning in a claim, and we are going to have mass chaos. And so I always recommend doing that just to get the process started. Another thing is when you have a restoration company come in to do the cleaning, they're going to, you know, think, every restoration company locally is going to be swamped. And so they're going to want to come in and take the photos, do the measurements that they have to, and get out as quickly as possible so they can go on to the next one. They should be providing you with the estimate, and then getting that approved as quickly as possible is going to help the process. And so staying with the adjusters, because we don't want you to be subject to having to pay for costs if the insurance is not covering the cost of it.
What typically does the insurance not cover?
They usually cover the scope. It's the pricing that they try to negotiate.
And they negotiate that with you, not with the homeowner.
Depending on how it goes, yeah. So sometimes a homeowner is allowed to just hire a restoration company, and the restoration company provides a bid, and it's just a homeowner and the insurance dealing with that. And then other times the insurance will just come straight to the restoration company and talk to them about
now,
it.
Now, yours is Bravo Restoration. There's other companies in the area.
There's
people that are going to go look up cleaning companies.
Yeah.
There's a difference between a cleaning company and a restoration company.
Yes.
Okay. How do I know what's a good one and what's a not a good one?
You know, right now, everybody has different ways of going about things. We're going to get a ton of restoration companies coming out of the area that you're going to hear from LA or from Idaho or from out of state that are kind of chasing the fires. I recommend any local company you find, any local restoration company is going to be just fine. We all do the same services. It's just who you're talking to.
So I'm thinking just doing the math here, and we're going to go to news in just a little bit. I'm doing the math in my head. If you've got a company, which you have, and you've got more than one person doing the cleaning, I would assume, and it takes 5 to 6 days to do the cleaning, it's going to be months before you get to my house.
It is going to be a process. During this Hubs fire, we were still cleaning homes into January and February. And that was just everybody.
Wow. Yeah. That is a long, long time.
It is.
What do I do in that meantime? Because everything's smoky. And is there anything advice you can give knowing that this is coming?
Again, changing your filters in your furnace, your AC, keeping the airflow going, cleaning up what you can, obviously, vacuuming up your carpets. Carpets are porous materials, and I love carpets, but I hate them at the same time because they're so disgusting. And I have carpets. Don't get any mad. Carpet people, don't get mad. Just keeping that aware. And if you have house cleaners come in, just remember, they're focused on bacteria. Restoration companies are focused on smoke particulates. And be patient with restoration companies. Everybody, please be patient. They're human too.
Wow.
Well,
I thank you very much for coming in. I know you're in the same situation we're in. We don't know our housing. We don't know anything else. Somebody in this room snuck into their house. I'm not saying who, to take a look at it. How was your house?
My house is fine. It's smoky. It's got, it rained. Any homes that had ash rain on them, they are going to have smoke damage inside their homes. So
okay.
It's inevitable.
So I wanted to do this specifically to let people know that there is another process coming to this. The fire is raging on.